Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, "Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, looking out my office window, it's so beautiful this morning, with the soft rays of the sun hitting the scattered jet trails that streak across the sky on their way to San Francisco, Hawaii, or maybe even Japan. I think I have the traveling bug this morning. Well, as this dawn breaks over the mountains, my heart cries out, "Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's so beautiful." Well, these past months have been frustrating because of the limited social activity we can have, not going to church and so on, and of course, the frightening news that we see on our TV. So lately, my thoughts have been turning to a renewed commitment to praising God, as the Bible says, in everything. Since we have to be home, I've made certain to have Christian music going on in various rooms of our home, as well as to play it on my phone when I'm outside in the yard. The other day, I was listening to wonderful praise music on the stereo in the living room, and at the beginning of one of the songs, the artist read Psalm 106, verse 1. "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His mercy endures forever." You know, interestingly, King David didn't write, "He is good when He heals me," or "He's good when He fixes all my problems." No, David knew that no matter what devastating thing was happening in his life, God was still good and His mercy endures forever. Well, there's a hospital in Montana that has found that playing worship music, especially on the harp during surgery and for some hours afterward, resulted in a 30% less pain for the patient. And I believe so too for us. As we listen to worship music, our stress levels and pain will decrease. At least I found it to be so for me. So if you're struggling today, take a moment to relax and let the sounds of worship bring healing and rest to your soul. Well, this first song that I want to play for you to help you enter into worship is sung by the Tallies. Here they are, "Hallelujah, Praise the Lamb."
From the moment man first disobeyed the Father, we were then held captive by our sins. The law of God demanded a sacrifice, restoring to Himself His own again. So the Lamb, His only Son, was freely offered. Atonement for our sins forever made. He innocent and holy, still God and God only, could ransom and redeem us back again. Praise again. Hallelujah. nail-pierced hands, reached up to God and down to man. And just as if I'd never sin, he took me in his arms, embracing me.
Praise the Lamb. Well, that's what I'm doing today. I'm playing songs of worship and praise. One of the many scriptures about praise is Psalm 33, verse 1, where David wrote, "Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord, sing a new song of praise to Him." And then he ends that chapter with saying, "In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone." Oh, that's so wonderful to know that our hope can be in God. Well, the next song I want to play is a song called Awesome God. We used to sing it in church, and it's a wonderful song. The chorus is, "Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God." Well, the man who wrote this song is Rich Mullins. When he grew up, he went to Bible college, and while he was there, he formed a band to tour with him, which he called the Ragamuffin Band. Well, I think one of the most important things about Rich is that he loved poor children and spent his money on causes that benefited them. In fact, he spent the last 2 years of his life living on the Indian Navajo Reservation near the Arizona-New Mexico border, working with the poor. He believed that music was the language of the soul, and so he wanted to give the gift of his music to the children. So now let's listen to this wonderful song. I'm going to have Rich Mullins sing his own song, Awesome God.
When he rose up the steeps, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom.
sky was starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. A hope that we have not too quickly forgotten. That our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Song. Yes, our God is an awesome God, and we're so blessed to be His children, aren't we? In case you tuned in late, this is the Psalms of Hope program, and I'm Samantha Landy. And on this program, I'm talking about various songs of worship that we have loved through the years and that have been great ministry to the body of Christ. Well, this particular one I remember singing in church in the 80s. When it first came out, it just seemed to sweep the nation with the majesty of the song. Yes, that's the one. It's called Majesty. Well, Dr. Jack Hayford, who's the pastor of Church on the Way in Van Nuys, California, wrote this song. And it has a rather interesting background about how he came to write it. He was speaking in various churches in Europe and happened to be in England during the silver anniversary of the coronation of Elizabeth, Queen of England. While there, Jack and his wife Anna went to visit Blenheim Castle, where Winston Churchill was born and lived for some years. Well, after viewing the special parade honoring the Queen and then Blenheim Castle, Jack said to his wife Anna, "I can hardly describe to you all the feelings that this setting evokes in me. There's something of majesty in all of this, and I believe it has to do with people who lived here and the consequences in the shaping of history." Well, they walked around the grounds some more, seeing the beautiful, well-groomed landscaping, and they went to Winston Churchill's art gallery. And as they drove away in their rented car, Dr. Hayford said to Anna, "Would you take the notebook and write down some words that are in my mind?" And he began to dictate lyrics of one of the most popular songs that we've used in our churches today. And that song is titled Majesty. And now, here is Ron Canole singing Majesty.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, power, and praise. Majesty, kingdom of glory,
lift up the high, the name of Jesus. majesty. Worship His majesty. Jesus, who died, is now glorified, King of glories.
Jesus, who died, is now glorified. Jesus, who
Majesty, let us worship His majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory and honor and praise. Oh, yes, the God we serve is a majestic God. Well, I'm talking about how songs came to be written or how it affected me, and this next song I want to play is called I Can Only Imagine by Bart Millard. Bart's dad died when he was only 19, and Bart had started writing songs and leading worship in his church when he was younger, but now he was really struggling with his dad being gone. And people would say, oh, your dad's in a better place. And he knew they meant well, but he still struggled with it, and so in his journals he began to write the phrase, I can only imagine. And he wondered what his dad was experiencing right at that moment up in heaven. Well, one day the pastor asked him if he would sing something new that he'd written for the next Sunday service, and so he sang his song, I Can Only Imagine. Well, I personally had a wonderful experience with this song late one night in the Salt Lake City airport. I had missed my connecting flight, and it was probably 11 o'clock at night, and I sat working on my computer in the empty restaurant. I felt so alone. Well, the young waiter came up to me and asked if I minded if he put on a new CD that he had. And I said it was fine, and almost immediately this song, I Can Only Imagine, filled the air of that dark and lonely airport, and I felt no longer alone. So I'd like to share it with you, and I hope it blesses you too. Here it is, Bart Millard with his group Mercy Me singing, I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. Only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by or to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. When all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Oh, I can only imagine when I see Jesus face to face in heaven. Yes, it's going to be a wonderful time for each one of us, isn't it? If we have Jesus in our heart, that's a promise that we will see him face to face. And it will be a wonderful time of rejoicing. And you know, part of our walk with the Lord here on earth is not just what's going to happen when we get to heaven. But as I talked earlier today, worship needs to be part of our walk with the Lord here. Not just when we get to church, but maybe when we're out walking on the beach or lying in bed before we go to sleep. I found I can even worship and praise the Lord when I'm out in the yard pulling weeds. So everywhere we go, we really can praise the Lord. You do know that you don't have to have a great voice to sing praises, do you? It's true. Jesus just loves to hear you sing and praise him. We can even sing our songs in our mind if we're in a group of people and just need to feel close to Jesus. It's all part of worshiping the Lord. And so I hope that you've been blessed by this program. And just remember, the Bible says that God inhabits our praises. So when we sing praises to him, he comes and meets with us. What a joyous time that can be for us. He'll bring just what we need, comfort or help or even joy. I'm so happy for those of you who wrote in this past week and asked for my free book, Shalom Morning. Well, I still have one left just for you. So whether you're a longtime listener or have just found my program, you're welcome to write in and ask for my book. Hear a part of one of the stories from the book. Years ago, when I was privileged to go to the Holy Land, our guide led us to walk on a little old rutted road from Jerusalem to Jericho where Jesus had walked. Coming around a small hill, I came upon the coney. It's a little animal that looks like a rabbit with small ears. They seem to live only in Israel. Well, the shadow of the hawk flying overhead brings terror to the heart of the little coney living in the rocky hills of Galilee. And sometimes in our fast-paced world, I feel like the coney, totally defenseless. But the coney knows to run into the shadows of the rocky crevices. There he will be safe. And so too with me. When I'm fearful or feel the hawks are closing in, I can turn from these threats and turn to Jesus, my rock of safety. Jesus has never once failed me when I have remembered to seek my refuge in him. And then the book goes on. I hope you'll ask for my free book, Shalom Morning, today before we run out. So be blessed this week. Know that I pray for each one of you, my listeners. I always love to hear from you, and I will personally write you back. So write or email me and get your pen and pencil out for the information. I would love to hear from you this week, and let me know if you enjoy the music I played today and the things I shared. And if you can help support this program on your station, I would be so blessed. So God bless you, and I pray that this will be the week when you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.